The Law Council of Australia has unanimously voiced its support in advocating for Australian state, federal and territorial governments and legal jurisdictions to lift the minimum age of criminal responsibility from 10 to 14 to improve justice outcomes for children. Council President Arthur Moses SC described the mass incarceration of young children, including those of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander descent, as a national tragedy. But it's plausible for the laws to be changed and to provide better alternatives for young offenders instead of imprisonment. The Wire's Jared McLaughlin spoke to Dr. Chris Zappala from the Australian Medical Association to find out why they too support this radical proposal.
We felt that there was a need to lift the criminal age from 10, which just seems ludicrously low, to 14. These young kids many times come from disadvantaged backgrounds, low socioeconomic areas. They might have had violence or whatever, and we're just perpetrating that cycle. So it's terrible to think that we might be contributing to that by having such a low age of criminal culpability. And there really is no reason that we can't fall in line with the United Nations recommendations to lift the age. The other thing is it disadvantages groups within the community. So, for example, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children are significantly overrepresented amongst those children that are incarcerated in that 10 to 14 age group. And that really does just seem blatantly unfair.
And that was actually referenced by the Law Council of Australia, because the number of First Nations Australians being incarcerated in prisons and detention centres, it's astronomically high, and it's quite disproportionate compared to those who are non-Indigenous. Do you agree with that?
Look, it's not good at all. It's a national shame. I mean, we talk about closing the gap. Well, here's a gap. It makes no sense whatsoever, and with this very sensible recommendation that other countries around the world have already done, mind you, we could actually make a difference. Remember, it's not just about young people who have lost their way in life get off scot-free. Clearly, we need appropriate rehabilitation programs, education, housing, basic sustenance, because it all comes into it, of course. So absolutely, we need to make sure that we're taking good care of these young people and they've got good environments to grow up in. That's clearly part of it as well. But just throwing them all in the clink is clearly not a good way of dealing with what actually amounts to hundreds of kids that are in incarceration that have fallen afoul of this low age of criminal culpability.
What does the AMA think that state, federal and territorial governments should be doing?
We've got vulnerable young individuals who are not able to fully understand the consequences of their actions, who haven't fully developed yet, maybe haven't had good life exposures at that point to help them sort out right from wrong, and clearly need a more supportive and positive and structured environment to move forward and get out of, you know, that negative cycle, that vicious cycle. So I think there's a realisation that there is that vulnerability and immaturity in young Australians, and that's not a criticism, that's just the way it is. And lifting the age of criminal responsibility there from age 10 to age 14 hopefully recognises that it's not appropriate to be incarcerating people who are in that 10 to 14 age group, and that there are better ways to do it, better ways to, you know, rehabilitate and support those individuals. So we also need programs that are going to do that, to achieve that for these young Australians and make sure that they're appropriately educated, for example, that they're not victims of violence or any sort of abuse and so on. So the systems need to be wrapped around these vulnerable people to make sure that they don't go round in that vicious negative cycle and that we're not just throwing them in prison.
Dr. Chris Zappala from the Australian Medical Association, ending that story by The Wire's Jared McLaughlin.